Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply take a stand. Take a stand. When we look back through the annals of history, we discover that every major change that took place in any nation took place because of people were willing to take a stand. There were protests and there were marches, there were boycotts and sit-ins, there were pickets and strikes. You name it, my friends. When change came about, change typically came because someone was willing to take a stand and inspired many others to do as well. Well, taking a stand also has a relevance in this Christian life because as saints of God, we also must take a stand. Remember, the Bible tells us in Ephesians 6 and 11 that we should put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. Then we discover, my friends and neighbors, in Psalm 94 and 6, David says, "Who will rise up for me against evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity?" Yes, my friends and neighbors, taking a stand has been long since present in the spiritual world, even before we saw it in the political arenas. So I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, with our STAND acronym to adopt these 5 key principles of taking a spiritual stand. I assure you that once we do, it'll change not only our lives, but the lives of those around us. That S in our STAND acronym reminds us of the importance of speaking out. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the importance of speaking out. Think about all those famous speeches you've heard from Dr. King or Malcolm X or even Mother Teresa and Gandhi and so many others that had great things to say and they spoke out. Well, my friends, as Christians, we should also speak out. Remember in Ephesians 6 and 20, the Bible says that we are ambassadors and we should be able to speak boldly as we ought to speak. Then we discover in Philippians 1 and 14 that there were many who were bold to speak the word without fear. And in our lives, my friends and neighbors, we should speak out. Now, what do I mean? I don't mean that we're going around condemning people and telling them that they're no good. No, no. On the contrary, I mean telling other people about the relationship we have with Christ, why we chose to serve him, why we invited him into our lives, how it's changed us, and how they can join as well. Yes, my friends and neighbors, this free gift called salvation is something we should speak about. You know, whenever you get a good deal in the store, you go to the shopping mall, you go to the grocery store, wherever you buy your goods and services, if you find a great deal, what do? Not only do you take advantage of it right away, but you tell everybody you can about it. If you knew they were selling T-bone steaks for $1 a pound or for whatever the price is, if it was way cheaper than it normally is, you tell everybody to go buy it. Yes, my friends, that's the reason why we should also be vocal about this Christian life, because God has changed us. He's rearranged us. He's made us who we are, and we should tell everyone about that goodness. The first step to taking a stand is to speaking out. The second component, my friend, that T reminds us of the importance of changing our tactics. Yes, changing our tactics. See, the tactic is a strategy. And in this Christian life, oftentimes we're faced with various challenges. And if we do the exact same thing and expect a different result, that's probably not going to happen. But we have to change our tactics. You remember the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 9 and 19, Paul says, "Listen, I became like all men that I might win some." He even went on in verse 20 and say, "Unto the Jew, I found common ground with the Jew, and to the Greek, I found common ground with the Greek." Yes, my friends, we have to change our tactics. If something is not right in your home or in your family, if something's not right in your physical body, I challenge you to change some tactics. And if you say, "Hey, I don't know what tactics to change," let's find out the one in Ephesians 6 and 16 that says, "Above all, let's take the shield of faith, and because of that, we can quench all the fiery darts of the wicked." My friends and neighbors, I remember watching Chinese movies back in the day, those kung fu movies, and if one of those kung fu fighters was getting beat up, then every now and then he reached behind his back and pull out the nunchucks, and he start wheeling those nunchucks around, my friends, and then that would change the battle. Well, every time that we get pushed back a little bit or taken through the side, I challenge you, just like the nunchucks, pick up that shield of faith and then quench all those fiery darts of the wicked. Pull out that sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. Yes, my friends and neighbors, changing our tactics can change our environment. When was the last time you inserted a little prayer into your situation? situation or some praise into your situation or faith into it, my friends and neighbors, it can make things happen. That reminds us of the importance of applying every lesson. Think of all the great sermons that we've heard, all the great messages that have been preached, all the great books we've read, all the words of encouragement, all of the steps and processes that we've learned, my friends. I say that if we applied half of them, our life would be much better. And I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to apply the lessons that we've been taught. Are you going to church and hearing sermons and shouting and getting happy and then forgetting everything the preacher said 2 hours later? My friends and neighbors, if we apply the lessons, then everything in our life becomes better. Remember, the Bible says in Acts 17 and 11 that the men of Thessalonica were searching the scriptures every day. And then in the Bible, we discover as well in 2 Timothy 3 and 16 that all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Why? That we, the men and women of God, may be perfect and thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the word has value, especially when we apply it, when we use it in our everyday lives, when we don't just quote the scriptures, but live the scriptures. Yes, my friends, things happen when we apply those lessons. The next one of my friends and neighbors, we have to notice every opportunity. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 4 and 2 that we should preach the word, that we should be instant in season and out of season. And yes, my friends and neighbors, every person we meet represents an opportunity to help somebody's life become better. Think about how wonderful your life has been since you accepted Christ as your Savior. Did I say that your life did not have any ups or any downs? No, I said think about how wonderful it's been since you've accepted Christ. And if we really stop and think about it, my friends, most of the challenges that we've had over the course of life, many of them have been self-inflicted. And if we just focus in on noticing every opportunity, the person in the grocery store, the one at the dry cleaners, the individual in the shopping mall, the person who's parking the cars or waiting on you at the table, at the restaurant, every individual is an opportunity for our light to shine and them to see our good works. And that's how we glorify our God. Last but not least, my friends, we've got to dedicate ourselves. That's the D in our stand acronym, dedicating ourselves. You think about it, my friends. Martin Luther King was all in on the civil rights movement. Gandhi was all in. Mother Teresa was all in. Billy Graham was all in. The question is, are we all in? Are we willing to give every ounce and fiber of our being to advance the kingdom of God? Are we all in prayer and Bible study and praise and worship and letting our light shine? Are we all in making sure that everyone knows where we stand in Christ? Do you think that any of Martin Luther King's relatives were unaware that he was a civil rights leader? Of course not. They all knew what he was doing. Now, that by the same token, everyone in our family should know where we stand with Christ. My friends and neighbors, I challenge you to dedicate yourselves today if you have not already. Yes, we can take a stand. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today until we talk again on tomorrow. God bless you. God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.